A word for you from Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 and 15. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. A very clear statement that is so simple and yet so weighty. And it either condemns or justifies us. By this statement we rise or we fall. Now the context of this is the Lord speaking about hypocrisy in this, his Sermon on the Mount. And he's speaking about not praying like the hypocrites to impress others, but then teaching them how to pray. And by the way, it doesn't mean that we are to pray the Our Father and think that every day if we pray it somehow God must hear. The verses before this Our Father prayer says don't heap up empty phrases. In other words, don't use repetition. Now there's nothing wrong with using the Lord's Prayer exactly as it is, but don't think that this is somehow a magic concoction and that this is the recipe to be heard by God. But he's saying pray like this. In other words, let this be the format. And it starts out with God and his name, the need for his name to be hallowed and honored. It is his glory, and even when it comes to sin, his glory has been offended. But then the Lord turns this around now and says, now, regarding sin, if you ask for your debts or your sins or trespasses to be forgiven, then remember, and as he has said in verse 12 in the Lord's Prayer, as we have forgiven our debtors or those who have trespassed against us. And then the Lord makes a comment about this part of the prayer, and he explains that if we don't forgive others their trespasses, we can't expect our sins to be forgiven. Uma singateteleli abanye, asikwazi ukulindela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzositethelela thina. You see, we've got to see it in perspective. That's why the Lord's Prayer is all about God. And only then is it our connection to God. And it still is about him. And even our forgiveness is still about the Lord. We can't be forgiven if we hold a grudge against other people, refusing to forgive them. In fact, it shows us that in our prayers we're not conscious of God, for if we truly were praying to God, sins that others might have committed against us will seem as nothing in comparison to the heap of trespasses that we have committed against God. Are you conscious of other people and their offense against you when you pray? Remember that you should rather stop praying and deal with that sin. Otherwise, your prayers are worthless.